Just recently, Elizabeth, the Food and Drug Administration has made a ruling about sunscreen. How does that impact what you've been working on?
Well, anything short of banning them is totally useless and is not helping human life nor the oceans, because all of the sunscreens, I haven't found one that does not impact the planet life at some degree. And so all they've done is just change their rulings about labeling, and have not done anything to stop the sale or to realize how dangerous they are.
All right, let's get into some of these sunscreens. Now, why do you call them biohazards?
Because they are impacting all of life. There's chemical sunscreens, and they act as estrogens, they act as hormones, and those are impacting all the mammals on the planet, including us, as well as the coral reefs. And then there's physical sunscreens that are nanoparticles that are so tiny that they're getting inside of us. They're getting inside, causing DNA deletions inside of our bodies. And so all life on the planet is being impacted by them.
All right. What do consumers need to do, Elizabeth, when, first of all, they put sunscreen lotion on or tanning lotion on? What tips? I mean, here we are. We've now entered the first day of summer. People go out there in the sun. What do they do?
Not use it. Literally, it is that important to not use it. The body itself, the antioxidants, if we keep a high antioxidant diet level, those actually rise up in the skin when the skin is exposed to the solar rays and act as a natural protective sunscreen rather than putting foreign chemicals on the body that the skin absorbs and then can cause problems. Go ahead.
Why are we so concerned about melanomas and things like that from the sun? You know, what is causing all this these days? I mean, I've got some friends of mine, they're dermatologists, and they say they're seeing melanomas all over the place. What's happening?
Absolutely. What's happening is that the sunscreens themselves have made it, they actually cause more cancer, which is 180 degrees for what they're being sold for. What's happening is that they only screen small sections of the solar rays, of the solar spectrum, and then we sit in the sun 10, 20, 30, 50 times longer, depending on the SPF on the bottle, because we're believing that it's going to protect us. And then the increased solar rays that the body is not prepared for actually cause cancer, actually cause the changes in the skin that cause more cancer, as well as skin aging. And it's definitely proven that these cancer rates have gone up tremendously, both skin cancers as well as melanomas, since the advent of sunscreen use.
I thought the sun was good. It created your own natural vitamin D.
Oh, we absolutely need it for vitamin D. That's the other problem with sunscreens, is that they block the ability for the skin to manufacture the vitamin D. And now we're in the presence of a worldwide vitamin D epidemic deficiency, because and we're seeing this worldwide as far as all these vitamin D deficient diseases. Newborns in England, they're having this much greater degree than we are. The higher you go in latitude, the less sun rays to create the vitamin D, and so there's more of an epidemic there.
Now, tell me, is there a difference between sunscreen lotion and tanning lotion?
Well, either would allow the sun rays through or portions of the sun rays through. So, no, there's not much difference.
None at all.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about what the FDA is also trying to do. I mean, are they taking a look at this? Are they aware of what you call a biohazard?
It doesn't appear that way. I just saw a sign-off by an EPA person saying that they saw the evidence that the titanium dioxide nanoparticles, which is one of the sunscreens that's in everything now, actually causes the DNA deletions, and they've signed off on it, and that was like a year ago, and we haven't seen a reaction by the FDA that this could be the biohazard that I'm seeing.
All right, tell me a little bit more about yourself, Elizabeth, PhD. I read your bio, but there's more to you than meets the eye here. So tell me about your expertise there.
What happened was that 25 years ago, I realized that I needed to know more about hormones when they took my ovaries, and I could not function, and they kept saying, it's in your head, and I said, no, it's not. And so I realized no doctor could help me, so I decided to research hormones by myself, and I could not believe how much the hormones impact every system of the body. Our ovarian hormones go everywhere, the brain, the muscles, the bones, digestion, how we process our food. So I started in researching and have specialized in researching in those for the last 25 years.
What do most people say? Scientists, people who read this, they say, hey, you're right on, or you're nuts.
Both. Really both. There are doctors who get it, and there's doctors who don't. It's very hard to overcome the programming. When I was interning for my clinical laboratory scientist license, and it was such long hours, it's the same as a medical doctor interning, only a couple hours sleep a night. And my father said, why don't you just become a medical doctor? And I thought, no, I'm really more interested in the biochemistry that I'm learning. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I was able to look at all the research. I literally read every paper written since 1895 about hormones in the body, and was able to pull that all together because of the biochemistry background that I have.
What do people do? I mean, in my particular case, I'm olive-skinned. I don't really have a problem in the sun. I really don't burn too much, Elizabeth. But there are a lot of fair-haired people out there, a lot of people with very light skin. What do you recommend?
Well, the darker the skin, the more protection they have. Actually, the melanoma incidence for whites is far greater than blacks. Blacks is like 1 per 100,000 versus white men in America now are 34 per 100,000, the incidence rate. So the black, actually the melanin in the skin, is our natural protection from the UV rays. So the darker the skin, the better. So in fact, they are researching now to have a melanin-stimulating hormone and give that to people so that they'll stimulate their own tanning. The problem is that that hormone goes throughout the body, so that answer, again, is going to give a very abnormal response to the body than what is natural. And my whole premise is that look at the biochemistry, what's normal and natural for the body versus these artificial chemicals that they're using. And we need to work with the way the body works. Then there's no side effects. And all of these sunscreen products that they're coming up with do not work in a natural way with the body.